Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
We read from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. You know, the devil's going to throw everything he can at you, but the name of the Lord will counter every move that he makes to come against you. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 17 and 45. If you would stand for the reading of God's word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't have much of a voice today. I've got one of those summer colds. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 17, 45. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." Amen. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me today? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I love you and I praise you today, dear God. I ask, dear Lord, that you would touch my body today. Touch me today, dear God, such that I would be able to bring this word in a way that would magnify you, uplift you, and glorify your name. Let your will be performed upon this service today, dear God. Upon this word today as it goes forward, let it be anointed such, dear God, that it would glorify you. And that it would be a pleasing sound in your ears, dear God, in the throne room of heaven. Let it go forth also, dear God, in a way that would magnify your name above all the earth, and all of those under the sound of my voice would receive this word today, dear God, and their souls would be strengthened and nourished by this word. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. For the past couple of years, since my dad's gone on, I spent a lot of time doing things that he and I used to do together. Mainly that's watching Western movies. How many of y'all like Western movies? I sure do. I used to love to watch Western movies with my old man. I love watching them with him. He had so much information on the actors. Every time we'd watch a cowboy movie, that guy right there, let me tell you what he done. One time he told me about Audie Murphy. Y'all know who Audie Murphy was? Audie Murphy was an actor. He was about this tall. And he was a cowboy movie actor. And he joined the Army at 19 years old. Now, when he joined the Army, he went to combat in World War II. And he was one of the most decorated American combat soldiers of World War II, and he became an actor. He received every military combat award for valor from the United States Army, every one of them. And then he won several from the French Army and several from the Belgian Army as well. When he was 19 years old, he received the Medal of Honor for Valor because he single-handedly held off an entire company of German soldiers for an hour by himself. Hallelujah. At the Battle of Comar Pocock. And that was in France in January 1945. Now right after he got through with that, he led a successful counterattack while he was wounded and out of ammunition. He led a counterattack that was successful and won. Now that right there was a cowboy. He was a hero. Hallelujah. I used to love it. Sitting there watching movies with Dad. Dad used to love it when in the cowboy movies. The good guy would always be out in the street. And the bad guy would be in the saloon. And the good guy would say, "Whoever you are," or whatever his name would be, "Billy the Kid, I'm calling you out. Come out here in this street." And the bad guy always walked out thinking, "I'm fixing to kill me a good guy. I'm fixing to shoot me down a good guy, this hero. I'm fixing to end his life." But always what happened in the good old cowboy movies was that the good guy was always faster. And he killed the bad guy right there in the middle of the street, right in front of the whole town. Amen. He was always faster. We're going to come down and talk a little bit about a guy that I like to talk about. His name was David. And now I want you to hear this, what I'm saying. David was a hero. Yeah. David was in the field watching over the sheep. And a big old she-bear cub. A she-bear is a mean old bear. Because a she-bear's got cubs to feed. And she's a mink because she's going to get the food for them cubs. Where the male bear, he's just like, "Well, if I don't get it, I'll just be hungry a little while longer." But that she-bear, she's going to be mean to get that food. That she-bear come in and got one of his lambs, and he took his sling and went and killed that she-bear and got the lamb back. Then a little bit later on, the big old lion come into his flock and tried to kill some of his sheep, and he took a rock and a sling and killed the lion. Amen. At 12 years old. We got some 12 years old over there, and 12 year olds over there in children's church. Jackson's 12. Can y'all see Jackson killing a bear and a lion with a slingshot and a rock? Now that is exactly about what we was looking at. But the thing of it is, Jackson's a stout little boy. David was a ruddy little fat. He was tiny. And he wasn't that big and he wasn't that strong. But he was bad. And he wasn't scared of nothing. Because he had God on his side. Now one day, his brothers had all been out with the army, out in the middle of a valley for weeks at a time. And David's daddy says, "Look, I want you to take the wagon. I want you to go out there to where your brothers are. They're about to starve to death. And take them some cheese and take them some bread so they won't be hungry." So David loaded up his 12-year-old little ruddy David, gets in his wagon, rides it out to where the battle is. And when he gets out there, he sees something he don't like. When he gets out there, he sees a giant by the name of Goliath. His name is Goliath, but I He sees a giant out there by the name of Goliath. And when he gets out there, he hears Goliath talking to the men of the armies of Israel. And he's talking junk. He said, all the army of the Philistines, they're waiting. You ain't got to come out and fight them. All you got to do to win this war right here today, all you got to do to win this battle is one of you come out here and fight me. One of you comes out here and defeats me, the whole war's over. Ain't none of y'all got the guts to come out here and face me? I thought y'all served a mighty God. Don't you trust your God to protect you when you come out here and fight me? And David heard Goliath talking junk and talking smack about God, talking smack about Israel, and it made him upset. And he went to his older brothers, who were all good soldiers and good men. Went to his brothers and said, what in the world is wrong with you boys? Y'all gonna let that jackleg come out here and talk to us like that, talk about God like that, talk about Israel like that? Y'all gonna let him, which one of y'all gonna go out there and whoop him? Shut up, David, you don't know what you're talking about. We ain't going out there. David said, one of us has got to go out there. If you ain't gonna do it, I will. Shut up, David, you ain't nothing but a little ruddy boy. He said, I don't care. I ain't letting that old heathen Philistine stand out there in the middle of that field and broadcast blasphemy against God and against Israel. I ain't letting it happen. So they took David to King Saul. And they said, Saul, we got somebody who wants to go out there and fight Goliath. And Saul was like, yeah, finally. And little 12-year-old, little skinny David walks up there. And he said, oh, you bring him in, you coming to tell me who it is? No, I'm coming to tell you it's me. He said, you can't go out there. That guy will kill you. He'll use you as a toothpick. He said, I'm going. I'm going and I'm going to take him down. And so Saul said, all right, if you're going to go out there, at least put on my armor, the king's armor. And Saul put the king's armor on David, and David said, I can't walk. Get this mess off me. I can't go out there and fight him like this. I'll die. And so they took the armor off of him, and the king said, you know you ain't going to go out there and fight him. He said, yes, I am. I'm going to go out there and take this Philistine heathen down. And he walks up. Before he walks out there, he reaches down and grabs five stones. Smile, five smooth stones. Puts them in his pocket. Then he walks out to where Goliath is. Goliath gets mad. He said, what are you doing out here? David said, I'm thinking of whooping you. Now, can you imagine? Now, we got to understand, Goliath was a giant. Now, what we understand it to be a giant, we don't really know what that is. Some theologians say he was 8 feet tall. Some theologians say he was 12 feet tall. And yet still, some others say he was 18 feet tall. Either way, he was a big old boy. Not only was he just a big old boy, but he was a strong, seasoned, well-trained killer soldier for the Philistine army. He had never been defeated. Never been beat. And we got little 12-year-old David walking out there, not even wearing battle armor. Come on now. Think about this. That gigantic giant, and he ain't even got the protection on that he needs. And he walks out there and he talks to him. And Elias says, who are you? Do y'all think I'm some kind of dog that you send a little boy out here to fight me? And David said to him, he said, you've been talking junk about my God. You've been talking junk about Israel. You coming at me with a spear and a sword and a shield, but I come at you in the name of the Lord, of the God of the armies of Israel. And today, I'm going to kill you because God's going to put you in my hand. Oh, that made big old Goliath mad. And he started huffing and puffing and started running at David. David reached in his pocket and grabbed one stone. One stone. Put it in his sling, stood back, give that thing a whirl, let that thing go, and that big one stone, that one little stone, connected right in the middle of Goliath's forehead and put him on the ground. A lot of people think that David killed Goliath with that stone. That did not happen. He knocked Goliath out with that stone. He killed him by taking his own sword, by taking Goliath's sword. Now, Goliath is 18 feet tall. David this tall. The sword is this tall. It probably weighs 15 or 20 pounds. And David takes Goliath's sword and kills him, cuts his head off. He showed everybody in Israel he knew how to get hit. He went out there without any battle armor on. He went out there facing the most dangerous giant. Think about it now. There ain't no possible way he should have defeated Goliath. There ain't no possible way he should have come out of that thing any less than having his bones ground down into powder. But he killed the giant with a rock in his own sword. What are you trying to say, Pastor? What I'm saying is this. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and a spear with a gallon, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, of God, the armies of Israel, to whom you defied, and this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." We all face giants. We all have those giants that terrify us, that make us afraid. Hallelujah. We all have those giants that come at us in our lives, whether it be finances, whether it be health, whether it be family situations, no matter what it is, whether it be our children, our grandchildren, our jobs, come on, listen. We all have those giants that we face. But today I'm trying to tell you something. You don't have to stand in fear of your giant. You do not have to wait and see whether or not that giant's going to come at you and defeat you. You don't have to sit there in fear and in trepidation waiting to see whether or not he's going to defeat you and take you down. You have the authority and the power, just like David did, to speak to your giant. You can walk out in the middle of the street and say, "Giant, come out of that saloon and come over here and get in front of me. I'm fixing to take you down today." You don't have to wait and ask for protection against your giant. You're a child of God. You're a child of the Father. You have the authority to speak to that giant and see him defeated. You have the authority to knock him in the head with the stone of faith and to walk over and take whatever it is he was going to defeat you with and take his head off with it. You don't have to sit back and wait to be defeated. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you facing a giant today? Brother Andy, you're facing a giant. Anybody else facing one today? You ain't got to tell us what it is. Sister Tammy's facing a giant. Mason's facing a giant. I even beg and plead with you to come and get your deliverance. I'm just going to say, if you're facing a giant, you need to come down to this altar. And when you get here, you speak to your giant. And you tell it to get behind you. In the name of Jesus. I will defeat you today, giant. I am believing in the word of faith. I am believing in the word of God. I am trusting in my God. I am trusting in his love, in his grace, in his mercy. I am trusting I will be delivered. I will not only be delivered, I'm going to defeat you, giant. I ain't going to be afraid of you no more, because today the Lord is going to give you into mine. Hallelujah. I've got three people up here facing their giants. Do I have anybody that's going to come stand behind them and lay hands on them? Is anybody here going to come and help them pray? Anybody? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, let your will be done. In Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We got one more thing to do, saints. Everybody show us your right hand. We're going to pray that sinner's prayer together. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart. Lord, we thank you today so much for the blessing upon the music service, upon the word today, God, upon the altar service. We thank you, Lord, that you have defeated our giants in front of us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Now, Lord, keep us all safe, healthy, and protected. Until we should come together again, bless our homes, our families, our finances, our places of business, and our property, our spouses and children, such that everyone who looks upon us will see you and see your hand on us. And know that you're real, that you love your children, and come to you for salvation. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Everybody say it. Amen.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.